do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of the Tough Things First podcast. This is the place to get the main line on leadership, entrepreneurialism, Silicon Valley culture, and more from the longest-serving CEO in Silicon Valley, Mr. Ray Zinn. By all means, if you have not already done so, drop by Amazon.com and buy a copy of Tough Things First, Ray Zinn's masterwork on management. In my discussions with Silicon Valley's entrepreneurial class, Ray's book is becoming required reading here. I suspect it will someday be required reading in undergraduate business schools. So let's get going, because today's topic is as painful as it is interesting. And so good morning to you, Ray Zinn.
Well, thank you, Guy. Welcome back. Appreciate you taking the time.
Well, today's topic is discipline. I hit the gymnasium regularly, and I see the difference between people with discipline and those people without. It's a big factor to athletic success. But you say discipline is a factor in all aspects of life, especially starting and running a business. So what is the essence of discipline?
Well, again, it's definition is doing what you don't like doing and doing it well.
So you have said that there is no discipline unless there is self-discipline. How does this apply to an organization, especially one led by a visionary leader like yourself or Steve Jobs or Page and Brin over at Google? How do they instill discipline throughout an organization?
Well, you set the example. That's the part about being the servant leader. By knowing what you have to do, if you organize your day so that your tasks are well-defined and you know what you want to accomplish that day, you will set off on the right foot, just like an exercise routine. Just going down to the gym without having a plan in mind as to what you want to accomplish, what muscles you want to work, what you want to get out of that exercise routine, is just a waste of time. In fact, you will gain very little from that way of organizing your exercise program.
Well, not every employee in an organization is going to be imbibed with the same self-discipline that a great entrepreneur would have. So how do you instill this sense of discipline in every employee for every task that they need to do?
It's a trickle-down effect. In other words, you start with the people that report to you, and you build from there, and then you let that then trickle on down to the next level of employee until it saturates the entire organization. And that's the way it has to work. If you don't have that kind of reputation or respect from your direct reports, they're not going to get that from the people that report to them. So again, it's a matter of a continuous, like water dropping on a stone. It takes time and effort to build that kind of discipline with people. You're not going to do it by just talking about it. You have to set the example.
So it's like setting one element of corporate culture from the top down.
Exactly.
If
you're not convinced of it, you're not going to convince anybody else of it. They have to see that you're willing to do the tough things first. And don't doubt for a moment that they're not going to see what you're doing and recognize that, yes, you are doing those tough things first, because you're not procrastinating. When they come to you with a problem, they will immediately see whether or not you're willing to solve that problem. When I've had my employees direct reports come to me with a problem, they are amazed at how fast I respond. In fact, I ask them, well, how quick did I respond? They said, instantaneously.
So you have a reputation as somebody who likes doing everything well. There was even this old story that I've heard about you and mowing a lawn very precisely. Why is doing less than your absolute best kind of like not doing it at all?
Well, it's kind of like having a nice pressed pair of pants but a wrinkled shirt. It just doesn't fit. So if you're going to have, or an unpolished pair of shoes, if you're going to have the right attributes toward doing everything the right way, you'll look put together. Polished shoes, pressed pants, pressed shirt, and so forth. So it all fits together. So you can imagine if you had, you know, scuffed up shoes and a nice pair of pants, but a wrinkled shirt and your tie on half cocked, you can imagine that's not going to set the right image.
And so this also has that same trickle down effect that we were talking about in terms of discipline, that if they see management at the top layers executing very precisely, everyone in the organization chooses to execute precisely as well.
Absolutely. It is a trickle down effect. You cannot ask somebody to do something you're not willing to do yourself.
So that wraps it up for this episode of the Tough Things First podcast. The next episode is going to be very interesting. It's going to be about venture capital and the trap that can create for entrepreneurs. So we hope you tune in for the next episode. And also, if you have questions for Ray Zinn, by all means, send them to podcast@toughthingsfirst.com. We'll put them in the queue and we'll get Ray Zinn to answer your questions directly.